Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mouse Club podcast. My name is Marissa, and I'm the host of this podcast. Welcome. I'm so excited that you're joining me today. Myself and a very special guest, my husband Blake, is going to be joining me as we talk about our ideal day at Disney. So I got this idea from the podcast Disney Assembled. If you haven't heard it, it's a really, really great podcast. It's a father-daughter duo. He's Gen X and she's Gen Z, and I love hearing their differing opinions about the Disney parks, Disney movies, all things like that. And they did an episode about like this where they did a day in Disneyland, and we're going to do a day in Disney World. So I'm really excited to share with you what we would do if we could go right now, if we had passes, and where we would go, what we would do, what we would eat, all that stuff we're going to share with you guys today, and we'll kind of imagine together. So let me know what your ideal day at Disney would be on my latest Instagram post, and let me know if you share any similarities with us. That would be really awesome. Anyway, of course, as always, before we jump into the episode, we are going to start with some Mouse Club news. So there isn't very much this week, just basically the Eternals had a new trailer released. So the Eternals is going to be a new Marvel movie coming out this summer, and it has some really big name actors in it like Kit Harington, Richard Madden, and I'm really excited to see how it is and what the movie is going to be like. The trailer looks really, really good so far. And also, we got an official release date for Luca. Luca is going to be coming out June 18th on Disney Plus. So if you have been looking forward to Luca like I have, that is going to be coming to Disney Plus very, very soon. I'm very excited to watch that. It's going to be a free one this time, so that's pretty exciting. It's not going to be with the Premiere Plus access. Also, Universal announced that they will be having a hot butterbeer year-round now, not just during the cold months. So if you are a hot butterbeer fan, this is the announcement for you. I've never been super into hot butterbeer. I think that it is like way too sweet, but I know some people really enjoy it, especially during the cold months. So if you like it, it is here year-round now. And anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. We'll be right back with our guest after this quick break. All right, everyone. I'm here with my husband, Blake.
What's up, babies?
And we are going to be talking about our ideal day at Disney World. If we could go right now, if we had passes, what we would do, where we would go, all of that fun stuff. And like I said, this idea came from Disney Assembled podcast, if you want to go check them out. But anyway, it's been a long time since you've been here. Anything new with you? Let the listeners know what's going on in your life.
Nothing new. I stay freaking beautiful, baby.
Excellent. Okay, so anyway, jumping into today's episode. So basically, the first thing we need to decide with our ideal day at Disney World is obviously which park we're going to go to. So I already know your vote is going to be Hollywood Studios because you really want to do Star Wars, which we haven't done yet. I really want to do Star Wars as well. That's probably at the top of my list. But I honestly would be happy with going to any park right now. I just miss the park so much, and there's things that I want to do inside each of them. So, yeah, I would pick any of the parks, but I know you're going to pick Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so let's just say our ideal day, we're going to go to Hollywood Studios. I can already guarantee we're not going to be rope dropping. We're not rope dropping type of people. We like to sleep in.
What's that mean?
Like people who get there. Can you come a little bit closer so people can hear you?
What does that mean? Rope dropping?
Rope dropping is people who get up and go there right when the park opens at like 7 or 8 o'clock.
Oh, no. No, no, no. Unless the reservation for the, what's it called?
The Resistance.
Right. Yeah, if I had a reservation for that ride at like 6 a.m., I would go. But if it's just to go to Disney at 7 a.m., count me out.
Yeah, no, I am not a rope dropping type of person. I know a lot of people really like going to the parks that early in the morning, but for me, that's just a big fat no. So Blake and I usually go to the parks, I would say probably like 10:30 or 11, or sometimes even later, we'll go at like 3 or 4 o'clock, just because that's like the time when people start to get tired and their kids need a nap, and so they start to leave the parks for the day, so it's not super, super crowded at that time. But I would say on a standard day, if we're going to spend the whole day in Disney, I would say we're probably going to get there around 11 o'clock. What would you say?
Yeah, if we're doing a whole day there, probably like 11:30 or so.
Okay, so let's just say we're getting to the parks at 11 o'clock. I think the first thing that we would do when we get there is make a stop at Starbucks.
Yeah.
I feel like every time we go to the parks, we always stop at Starbucks, especially if we're there pretty early in the morning, because you always get a coffee. I usually get like a refresher because I'm not a big coffee girl.
Depends on the line though, buddy. Sometimes the lines are a little too long.
Yeah, but they move quickly, especially the one in Magic Kingdom. There's like six registers. Why are you looking at me like that? It does move very quickly. And the one in Hollywood Studios is so short, too. I feel like the Starbucks with the quickest line, though, is the one in Animal Kingdom for sure. But anyway, okay, so I would say that we're going to go to Starbucks first. We'll probably get a couple drinks and probably some food. And then where are we heading first?
You got to go to Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yes. What would you do first in Star Wars?
The Rise of the Resistance.
But Rise of the Resistance, you have to get a boarding pass.
Okay, so what time's my thing at?
I don't know.
I'm saying that's where I would. You're saying.
Okay, so you're saying if there was no boarding pass, that's where you would go first.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm gonna do first.
And what about Smuggler's Run?
I'll do that too, right after.
And what else will we do in Star Wars? I feel like something we
I'll
would.
Do every. I you don't understand. I'll do everything there.
Okay,
I'm dying to go.
I know, but to give them the info, tell them what you're most looking forward to.
I'm most looking forward to the Rise of Resistance, the ride. Then, right after that, probably, I would go build a lightsaber, the custom one. Go build that. Skip on over to the other ride.
Smuggler's Run.
Then, build you a droid, because I know you've seen that, you want to do it. Then, chill out. We've had a few rides. Now we need a few beverages.
At Oga's Cantina.
Go to the cantina. Have some food.
Hopefully we would have a reservation because I know it's hard to get a reservation now.
This is all hypothetical. Do that. Then we're good. Next. Right?
I do want to say that I don't know if I would build a droid, but I did find this girl who makes custom droids on Etsy, and I would totally love to do that. So that's what I would do, but I am so excited to do Star Wars. I still can't believe we've never done it. I would love to take some photos in there, Rise of the Resistance, Smuggler's Run, and everybody talks about how, you know, there's like different positions with Smuggler's Run. So I would love to do it multiple times and see like which positions I get and how different the ride experience is depending on how well people perform their jobs. And
that's good to know. I didn't know any of that.
You didn't know that?
Didn't know anything about the ride. You know, it's funny. I was trying to save the whole experience for when I ride the ride. And you just, you know.
I did not spoil it. How do you not know that Smuggler's Run,
I didn't. Every you time get I different see positions TikTok,
in the park.
Every time
in
I
the...
see anything, I scroll past it. But now I
know. No, you're a liar.
On everything.
You knew that you get either like engineer or pilot.
I had no idea. Swear to God.
Well, I didn't spoil it. That's
that's a pretty big deal.
That's not a big deal. You're in the line when you get your freaking
I didn't know anything
position
about the
ride. Assigned.
Didn't know anything about the ride.
Okay, well, congratulations. I'm here to tell you that on Smuggler's Run, you're piloting the Millennium Falcon.
I didn't want to know anything. Thank you.
You all see what I have to deal with. Anyway, all that to say, I would probably ride Smuggler's Run multiple times. And Oga's Cantina is like at the top of my list. I want to try so many different Star Wars drinks. I want to try the Star Wars popcorn. I want to try blue and green milk. So I don't know. I feel like we would not be able to get that all done right away. So maybe we'd have to come back later in the day to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Oh my goodness, I've got the yawns. But come back later on in the day to try more food because Hollywood Studios isn't really known for being a food park in general. So I feel like maybe we'd have to come back later for some more snacks because there's not a ton of snacks throughout the park, which I find really strange because Hollywood Studios has really great sit-down restaurants, but I feel like as far as like quick service restaurants go, they don't have anything like super noteworthy, which is really interesting. But anyway, okay, we're leaving Star Wars, and where are we heading next?
Where do you want to go next? I chose first.
Well, next on my list would probably be Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, because we've never done that one either.
Oh, yeah, that's the other one.
Yeah, that's the new one that has replaced the Great Movie Ride. And same, I have not looked at any spoilers for any of these rides. So I am trying vigilantly, even though people on TikTok post things. Like, I saw a spoiler for Rise of the Resistance. And I see spoilers for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. But I'd love to see Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, because I know so many people like me who really, really, really did not want to see the Great Movie Ride go. And Great Movie Ride was one of their favorite rides. And then they say, oh, your stomach just growled. But and then they say once they ride Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway that they actually like it more, or they really, really enjoy the ride. So I would really love to ride it and see what it's like and see how similar it is to the Great Movie Ride. Like, can you tell that you're on the same track?
Oh, good.
I got the yawns. But those are my questions that I have that I would really like to find out once we go on to that ride. What?
No, I can't wait.
What are you laughing about?
No, I thought of the best ride that we're going to go on next.
Oh, okay. Well, and then all I would do at the...
I do want to go on that one. And I think it's absolutely criminal that they took away the Great Movie Ride. Well, I'm being completely honest.
I know.
Is the queue line still the same?
It's queue.
I said queue line.
Right. It's just queue. Queue line. Queue means line. So when you say queue line, you're saying the line. Okay, line.
I don't care. Is the line the same?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it's okay. The same. That's but I'm cool. Not 100%. I don't know what they play. Like, you know, in that big room where you're like going down and down and down and down and down until you get to the main door. No. I don't like where they have the big screen and they play all the trailers.
Oh, yeah.
Best I don't know part. Like what they play on there now.
That's the best part of the ride, I feel like.
I think they play like a pre-show movie or something. Don't tell us, guys. If you're listening to this, don't tell us. We don't want to be spoiled. But I would also, while we're there, take some pictures in front of the Chinese theater, because they have all those celebrity names out front. I would really like to see those. I like to take pictures of those. Oh, my goodness. I don't know why I'm so yawny. I'm sorry.
Do you want to know what I would want to do next?
Tell me what you would want to do next.
It's tough. You know, you've got Rock and Roller Coaster, you got the
Tower of Terror.
I think above all that, though, if we're being honest, it's got to be the Frozen sing-along adventure. You know what I'm saying?
You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
We've never done that together.
The first time in forever. Sing-along celebration.
We've never done that together.
No, we've done it.
When?
Like, when I first went to...
Oh, yeah, when we did Dapper Day.
Mm-hmm.
You would not go back on that, though.
I think that's the number one choice.
No, it is not.
We could do that. You're so sarcastic. Go home and be fine.
No, I haven't even done my favorite rides yet.
So, okay, jokes aside. So, yeah, I want to do that new one, but then... I feel like you got to do Rock and Roller Coaster. Probably yeah. The best. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I would say that. The best roller coaster that Disney has to offer.
Is Rock and Roller Coaster?
Yeah, what else?
I like Tower of Terror more.
Tower of Terror is cool. But it's not the same.
I don't like Rock and Roller Coaster as much. It makes me feel a little sick. I still love Rock and Roller Coaster, but Tower of Terror is definitely my favorite. Like, if I had to pick between the two, like, if they were the same wait time and we're like, oh, we can only ride one, it would be Tower of Terror for sure.
Disagree, but that's okay.
That's fine. You don't have
I'm
to
I'm saying
agree.
It's the best, like, compared to, like, Space Mountain. What other ones are there? There's not really that many that Disney has.
You're I'd saying, say maybe... like, the best thrill ride.
Roller coaster, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that Rise of Resistance beats it, though. I mean, it's not a roller coaster, but I've heard that it's a better thrill ride.
Okay, so yeah, that's where I would choose to go. That's where I'm choosing to go. Rock and Roller Coaster, we're going to do that. We're going to hang out there.
And then we probably need a little snack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So where would we go for a sneakity snack? I would get a Mickey pretzel with cheese, which they have them right on Sunset Boulevard, so I can get them at that little stop. What would you get?
I feel like we gotta go for the turkey leg. Do they sell that near there?
I don't know, actually.
I would get something like that. Turkey leg, the pretzel with cheese. Oh, so good.
Like something hearty.
Oh, you know what? I figured it out. They have like chicken nuggets that they sell, right?
Oh, yeah. They sell that there. You always get those there.
Yeah, chicken nuggets with the honey mustard.
Yeah, those are good.
And you need the, it's like a German beer. It's like a grapefruit beer. It's called,
Sell at Epcot?
Yeah. Can't think of it. But they sell it in like supermarkets and stuff.
But it's good?
It's really good. So I would get that. That's what I'm getting.
So we'd have our little snack. And then I would say it might be time to do something a little more relaxing. So let's pretend it's not COVID times and everything is open. I would say I'd want to hit up a show next. So maybe The Little Mermaid, like Voyage of the Little Mermaid, or Beauty and the Beast live on stage. How about you?
I'll be honest. I'll be down for The Little Mermaid.
I love The Little Mermaid
show. That's the best nap spot. It's air conditioning. It's a good nap spot.
It's quiet usually.
It's nap central, dude.
It's a great, great show.
It's super cold, man.
So go to Voyage of the Little Mermaid, which is perfect because you know what's right by Voyage of the Little Mermaid? Toy Story Land.
Oh.
So we go there next.
What would we do?
I would do Slinky Dog Dash, and I would do Midway Mania. Let's say it's like a 30-minute wait. That's nothing. Come on.
It's not bad.
We would do Slinky Dog Dash and Midway Mania. I would skip Alien Swirling Saucers, personally.
What's the wait on that?
I don't know. Let's say 30 minutes, too.
No, we could, we'll do without that. But Toy Story Land is super cool, but it's, it depends what time of the year. Because if it's hot, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If it's real hot, there's not much shade. Gotta pick and choose your battles, buddy.
What does that even mean? The whole park is hot.
I mean, it's hot, but it's hot.
Wow, fascinating. A theme park in the middle of the swamp in Florida is hot.
You ask me what I would do on my day at Disney World. Am I going to choose to go in little saucers?
Well, I didn't say we're doing saucers. I said Slinky Dog Dash and Midway Mania, which Midway Mania is indoors, air conditioned. Oh,
okay. I'll do that one.
All right. So we're going to do those at Toy Story. And then I would say after we do Toy Story, what do we have left at Hollywood Studios?
Tower of Terror.
We already did Tower of Terror.
That's what you chose to do. I got to still do it.
Okay, so now we go back and re-ride Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror, do that. Then, to end the night, you already know what's happening.
Well, I already know what's going to happen to end the night, but we'd have to get dinner first. And there's a bunch of restaurants that I would really like to eat at Hollywood Studios. Do you know which ones are my top two?
No.
They're sit-down restaurants. First is the... Oh my gosh, I forgot the name of it. The Primetime Cafe.
Okay.
Which is like a 50s dinner experience where you like eat in somebody's home, essentially, is like the theme.
Yeah, you've been meaning to take me there for a while.
I know, I've been wanting to go for so long. And the other one is the Hollywood Brown Derby. So that one is like the really nice one. You've seen it. We've passed by 100 times. Okay. And they are famous for their grapefruit cake.
Grapefruit cake?
Yeah.
Sounds really weird.
Which I definitely have to try. It's the original recipe from the original Brown Derby in Hollywood, like actual Hollywood.
Wow. Okay.
So I would say I would pick one of those to go to dinner. Where would you pick to go to dinner?
I don't even know. I don't even know. I'll be honest.
Well, I feel like you like the 50s Primetime Cafe because... Oh my gosh, we forgot the drive-in restaurant. What's it called? The Sci-Fi Drive-In. I've also really wanted to go there. That's what I'm saying about Hollywood Studios. Hollywood Studios is not known for their quick service food, but they have so many good sit down restaurants. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what we would pick, but
I have to do more research. That's on me.
Okay.
That's on me. That's on me, coach.
I would say let's do the sci-fi drive-in movie theater for the experience, because it's like you're sitting in a drive-in movie theater, like in a car.
That's the one.
That sounds fun, right?
That's cool.
Okay.
That's where we're going.
So we'd have dinner there, and then we're skipping some rides because, like, Star Tours, we don't need to do that. And what else are we skipping?
You're just going to abandon the OG like that?
Would you ride it?
If the wait was at, like, 5 minutes and it was on the way... But I'm not going
to
go
all the way to our next stop.
I'm not going out of the way and waiting 45 minutes to do it, no.
Right, exactly. I don't think it's on the way to our next stop, because you know what our last stop of the day would be.
Fantasmic.
Fantasmic.
Gotta do it.
Our favorite thing on Disney proper. Wait, is it your favorite thing too, or is it just mine?
Favorite thing to do, period, at Disney?
Yeah.
No, not my favorite.
What's your favorite thing to do at Disney?
I'd rather do the Star Wars. I got a bad back, and so that show, like, I need back support to watch it. It's cool, it's great, but we when it's a little packed, getting in there, people can be irritating as heck, you know. I love it, but at the end of the day too, I'm more of a fireworks at that the castle kind of dude.
What?
Yeah, gotta
no.
do that.
No, Fantasmic yeah. is my favorite.
It's cool, but if I'm being completely, me being honest, I'm not the biggest Disney fan in the world, right? I've seen it before. It's really cool. I would totally take future kids one day or whatever. But if it's me and I'm real, real tired, I'll tell you what sounds
we
better than Fantasmic.
We always do Fantasmic.
I know. You're asking me what my perfect... So what I would do is I would personally
oh my gosh,
I would be chilling in the car in the AC.
No, you wouldn't. You would go
that
see Fantasmic with me.
No, of course. I'd like to do it. For sure. No, it's great. I love it.
And my favorite thing to do before Fantasmic is...
You gotta get the snacks, people.
We like to get ice cream at the place right on Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood Scoops. When I was vegan, they also had vegan ice cream there too, so it was always nice to get a little treat before you go into Fantasmic. And then at Fantasmic, they actually have a little concession stand where they sell popcorn and pretzels and all kinds of things. And I think popcorn is the best thing during Fantasmic because it's like a show.
So good.
You know?
So good.
And then as we're leaving, I might stop through and glance at the merch as we leave the park.
I don't think that's happening.
But usually...
I think that if we're being honest with ourselves, like, sure, if you had, like in Fortnite, you take the shields, like, if you had an extra energy boost,
yeah,
I think, for sure, you go look at the merchandise and everything, cool.
But you're saying we're going to be too tired?
If we're being completely honest, we're dying to get in the car, blast the AC, and go to bed. After shower, you know.
Yeah, you gotta shower.
I mean, yeah. COVID's bad, bro. You gotta shower.
Okay, so we do Fantasmic. We head out. Are we taking the parking tram or are we walking? Usually, we almost always walk at Hollywood Studios.
That's a tough call.
Because Hollywood
Studios
parking lot is not that big.
Now, if it's Magic Kingdom,
yeah,
you best believe
different.
I'm gonna wait.
Right.
Then no doubt.
Unless
that thing
close.
It's ridiculous. It's so long. So long. So long. And when we went to Magic Kingdom, we didn't go in it, obviously, but we were riding the train.
The monorail?
The monorail. We were doing the different hotels. Wasn't it not working or something?
Oh, yeah. They weren't running the tram with COVID.
Oh, my goodness. That's a brutal walk.
It was not. We were parked, like, right at the front. You're just being so dramatic.
I'm not being dramatic, boys and girls. It was a long walk. It was a solid 2 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Easy 2 miles.
It was not 2 miles.
Probably a quarter mile, but it was long.
We were parked in like Zurg, for anybody who knows. It's like the closest parking.
No, we were not. No. Yes, we were in Jafar. Yes.
Okay, Jafar is the next one.
What's it called? Jafar. Far away. Far away. That's where we were.
Anyway, okay, so we get to our car. We probably would blast the AC if it was the summertime. And then we'd come home to our sweet little puppy dog, take some showers, and have a good night of rest with some magical dreams. Are you satisfied with your day at Hollywood Studios?
Yeah, it was a good day. It's a good day. Good day, you know?
I wish it was real. Disney, please open up the annual passes again so this can be a reality for us, because we really want to go so bad.
Yeah. We're going to go soon.
Yes, we are. And hopefully the passes will be back soon so we can go have date night at Disney more often.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that is it for today's episode. Let us know what you would like to see from us and what other topics you would like us to cover and which other guests you'd like us to have. If you want us to do another one of these, that would be fun. We could do ideal days for the different parks like Epcot, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Disney Springs. We could do all that stuff. So let me know what you would like to see and we'd be happy to do that. But anyway, guys, I hope that you are having a wonderful, wonderful week, and I will talk to you all next week. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Mouse Club Podcast. To find us on Instagram, follow us at the Mouse Club Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/themouseclubpodcast or on our website, themouseclubpodcast.com, to find all of our episodes, links to our social channels, and our YouTube channel, which will be coming soon. To follow our host, Marissa Potts, that's me, check me out on YouTube, Marissa Potts, on TikTok at marissa.potts, on Instagram at Little Miss Maris, M-R-S Maris. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week. Bye.